This green stone sculpture is called a yoke because its shape resembles the curved yoke used to harness cattle. This shape is based on the protective belt worn by ball players in ancient Veracruz, likely made of padded leather. While this one's probably too heavy to wear, except perhaps in a ceremonial context, it's probably based on the belts actually worn by ball players. Why did players need so much protection around the middle? Because they kept the heavy rubber ball in motion by butting it with their hips, moving it low and fast down the field. The ball game assumed tremendous religious and political significance in ancient Mexico. Ancient images of ball players and their paraphernalia reflect the reverence and respect accorded to these games and their players. The frog, or toad-like creature that gives the yoke its form, is splayed out around the U-shaped sculpture. Its giant maw with protruding tongue is in the center. Its body is worked along the sides, with pairs of crouching legs depicted. In Veracruz, when this sculpture was made, frogs and toads were associated with the earth. The ideas associated with the surface of the earth were conceptually and mythically complex in ancient Mexico.